Well, Congressman, what was it like being in that building yesterday and hearing those warnings?
Well, fortunately for me, because of COVID restrictions, I was in my office in Rayburn House office building across the street from the U.S. Capitol, and was not on the House floor in the U.S. Capitol when the breach occurred and when we had the security issues. So, you know, I was getting obviously emergency alerts on my phone from the Capitol Police, and they told us to secure in place. So, honestly, I was in my office all day until 7:30 p.m. Eastern time and only saw the events at the Capitol on TV. And so I did not have any direct interaction at the U.S. Capitol myself yesterday.
I want to go to some of the words that you quoted in your statement this morning from President Trump. We are going to the Capitol and to try and give them pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. Your take on those words?
I think they incited a riot. I think the president's words were more inappropriate, and at that point, people in the crowd took him literally and stormed the U.S. Capitol, and it was breached for the first time since 1814. So I think words do matter, as I outlined in my statement, and I think the president made a serious mistake by using those type of terms. It was taken literally, and honestly, I think the direct result was what happened at the U.S. Capitol yesterday, in addition to some of the other rhetoric that he used during his speech about the election being stolen from all of them in the crowd, as he said. So it was inappropriate, and words matter. Leaders shouldn't speak like that.
Do you think that people who stormed the Capitol yesterday should be prosecuted? Are you all for...
Absolutely. I think people that violated the law, that will be determined, of course, by law enforcement and by the Department of Justice and local, in other jurisdictions in Washington, D.C. But anyone who violated the law should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And I think what we have to remember is one of our fellow citizens lost their life in the U.S. Capitol yesterday, literally was lost their life in the Capitol building during this episode. So this was a very serious breach of the U.S. Capitol. It wasn't just a protest. It was an insurrection, as I said in my statement, attempted insurrection to force the Congress to overturn an election that they disagreed with. So I think anyone involved in that, and there are tons of videos that law enforcement can review, need to be arrested and punished.
Are you or any other of the members of Congress that you've spoken with so far uncomfortable with going back in there and doing business?
No. In fact, we were there last evening. The House floor was open somewhere around 7:30, 8 o'clock. The security situation was resolved. And so absolutely not. In fact, I think it's very important that we did go back to the people's business last night and we didn't cancel the counting of the electoral votes and the debate on some of the concerns that people had about the votes in the state of Arizona and Pennsylvania. So I have no concerns at all about going back to the Capitol complex.
Okay, well, I think some of the things you just said are some of the things that Vice President Pence said last night, too. And I wonder, have you spoken with him about these events?
I have not spoken to the vice president, but I did send a message to one of his staff telling him that I'm behind him 1,000%. And I think he acted honorably, respectfully, professionally, and like a leader yesterday. And like a leader should act. And I'm very proud of the vice president.
I've heard a couple of things. I think read some messages from Senator Inhofe this morning about having spoken with the vice president. Do you know anything about the vice president being hot at President Trump?
I do not. I have no, I do not. I don't have any information on that.
Okay. So just some final thoughts there on this whole thing. We got the business done, and now what's left is to swear in the president and the vice president. elect.
That's correct. That's how we do. That's how we do things in America. You know, we don't solve our political differences with violence. We don't solve our political differences with, an insurgency or an insurrection against the government. We solve it at the ballot box. The people have spoken. There were substantial issues in many states related to the election that need to continue to be adjudicated. But there was all 50 states certified their electoral college votes yesterday. We did not receive competing electoral college votes from any state, including the states the president won. And so the former vice president will be the president on January 20th this year. And we will have a peaceful transition of power like we always do.
One final question. There are some people now, I'm looking at my email as I speak with you, some statements coming in from various groups calling for the vice president to invoke the 25th Amendment. Do you think that will happen or should happen?
I don't know, and I'm not going to comment on whether it should happen or not, but I do know that on the House floor last night, there were a number of members discussing this situation, and I think we'll have to see how that plays out. I mean, the president released a statement this morning that I haven't read fully, but I'm paraphrasing, that there will be a peaceful transition of power. But we'll have to see how things go until the 20th. I mean, I think that, this was a substantial issue yesterday, incited by the president. And that's just not how we do things. And so it will be up to cabinet secretaries, the vice president, and others who have direct contact with the president to determine whether or not they feel he can continue to serve as president until the 20th.